Thunder Media.
Welcome to Inside Motorsport. Tony Whitlock here. I'm at Sandown, and we've just had the first of three Formula Open races. Four this weekend, and I'm with Joanne Ciccone. Is that close?
Joanne Ciccone.
A 15-year-old who had the distinction of last year, after 10 years in karts, went off to Italy to compete in the known as the women in, what's it called?
Girls on Track.
It's a program that's been running for a number of years internationally as well as Australia. I think Jessica Dane was at one stage the head of it in Australia. And Joanne, quite an amazing story. You've just been relating some of it to me, but I'll let you tell us more about your life. So, born in Melbourne, Malvern East, you said. One brother, Cosmo.
Yeah.
He's not racing anymore.
No, so I started go-karting at first, and my brother, he started go-karting at the age 7. And I used to always come down and watch him, always support him, and I'd be in the back waving my hand, "Dad, can I have a go?" And eventually I got a go, and I fell in love with the sport, and then I continued karting for 5 years, and quite locally at the start, and then I evaluated around the country and state, and then only end of last year I started transitioning into actual cars. So I got invited to do this event called Girls on Track, and it was out of 115 other girls worldwide, and they chose 8 out of those girls, and I was one of the 8. So then I went down, and all of a sudden we had to find out that we were driving Formula Car. And I drove the Formula Car, did some last minute preparation, and it was amazing. It was a great experience coming out of a go-kart straight into a Formula.
And this was where?
This was at the Porsche Experience track, Franciacorta, Italy.
Okay. And this was in August last year, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So, give us some idea about what you went through in, you know, this different parts of the components of this particular track experience.
So, we thought it was go-karting at first, and all of a sudden we got this last-minute bomb saying it was Formula 4, and we had to do some last-minute preparation, get used to Formula 4, because Formula 4 is completely different to go-karting. And at the event, they tested us on driving, but not only driving, it was cognitive tests and it was mental tests, our dietary, and how we presented ourselves. So it was all these complicated things.
Okay. So the process then, you went from the 8 girls and through these various tests. And had you sat in the car then? Was that part of that initial program?
During the event?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to drive. We did one day of just driving, and we did like a qualifying, or before that we did some practices, we did a qualifying, and we did this race simulation called a long run, and it was about 21 laps.
Okay, and this track, had you seen it before at all, or this was your first experience there?
It was my first experience there, but I did some simulation practice while I was in Italy, and I got used to the track pretty quickly, and on the actual day I was quite fast. So.
Okay. Of those other 8 girls, how many spoke Italian?
None of them.
None of them?
Yeah.
How good is your Italian?
Così.
Passable.
Yeah,
okay.
It's okay.
All right, okay.
I must
get to talk later on to you about your grandparents and their trip to Australia.
Yeah.
Your father was born in Australia, was he?
Yes. So my family name is Ciccone, which is originated from Italy. And my whole family on my dad's side was actually born in Italy, Calabria.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came down to Australia, they had my dad. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So from that program of 8, you then were culled down to just 4, you said.
Yeah. So out of the 8 girls that got chosen, they were all from different parts of Europe and the Norwegian area. They chose 4 of the best. And I got chosen out of the 8. So I was one of the 4 to go on to the next round. And the other girls were from Ecuador, Germany and Denmark that also went on to the next round.
Okay. And the other Australian girl didn't make the final 4?
No, she didn't.
Okay. But you're still friends?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you're back in the cars again?
Yes. So we had 2 months to get prepared ourselves, and I got prepared with Team Macro Racing Team in Australia, and then I went down to Italy for a bit earlier to get prepared on the simulator, and then the event came up and we went to Fiorano, the official Ferrari circuit and the Ferrari F1 headquarters, and did the final stage of the girls on track.
Okay. As you said before, an amazing experience to be at a track that where you know Michael Schumacher and and so many great drivers of you know, the last 50-100 years or so have competed on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to actually meet people within the Ferrari Formula One team at all? Or?
So, yeah, Fiorano is definitely a privilege to be actually driving on, because it's got so many historical drivers that have driven on and so many champions. But when I was actually driving, most of the FDA, Ferrari Driver Academy drivers, were there to help us and there to support us. And I met Arthur Leclerc, Charles Leclerc's brother.
Yes.
He came down and he was like helping me out with my data, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you meet Marcus Armstrong? He might have been out of the program. He had been a Ferrari Young Academy driver. He's now in IndyCars in America.
Yeah, I don't think. No, he was not there.
Okay. All right, so you're back in the cars again. What sort of length of track is it? What sort of lap time is it?
We did... So the reference lap was, I think, mid-115.
Okay, right. 1:15. 2 to 3 kilometre track probably. Okay. And how did that go for you?
Good. So throughout the practices, I was the quickest. And then qualify came and I was also the quickest. So for the whole period of time that I was there, I had the quickest lap. And I was just progressing, getting towards the reference lap. And so I found the track amazing.
Okay, all right. And now here you are this weekend in a Formula 4. Tim Macro's running the car for you.
Mm-hmm.
And how was that first race experience?
Yes, so I've only had, counting the girls on track, I've only had about 5 test days in a Formula, and here I am at the AFO this weekend doing my first race. It's been pretty good. Obviously, I'm a bit nervous, but I'm so excited to be back in the seat.
You don't look nervous, okay? You don't look it, all right? So just keep on bluffing, all right? You're doing well, all right?
Yeah.
So you had a qualifying session earlier, and you did a time, 15, I think, something like that?
I did a 15.1.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And as the race progressed, did you get faster in the car?
Yes. I qualified 11th overall, but P3 in out of the 5 Formula cars.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, and you ended up 8th in the race overall?
Yeah, so the start was pretty all right. It was my first race start, and we got a safety car as well during the race, and then I made up a few positions, and the overall outcome, I finished P8.
Yeah. And do you feel pretty good about it?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy, because I didn't stall all the start, I didn't do many mistakes, or didn't have an incident, or get involved in any incidents, so It was good. I'm very happy.
Would you like another race tomorrow?
Yeah. I'm excited to get back in the seat and
good. That's do another race. Good. That's what I want to hear. Want to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Joanne. I greatly appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank
you. Wish you all the very best with it all. And we look forward to seeing the Giaconti name appearing more and more further up the grid.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing more of you on track tomorrow and in the future.
Yep, super excited.
Thank you very much.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.